One of my favorite rides was I was at this little rodeo up in Cali, Wyoming, and I came out of the chute, and I'm very tall and kind of lanky, which is not always the best for a saddle bronc rider because it's best to be kind of shorter because then you have more rhythm with the horse. Like it's easier to stay balanced. And I got thrown, but as I went up, the rump of the horse hit my butt and I flew straight up. And I usually when I'm riding, like I can't hear or see anything. I kind of like, I call it the whiteness, like because you just get so focused that you can't, like I just could not hear anything going on. And the first words I heard were the announcer going, "How's the weather up there, cowboy?" And I look out and I'm like 6 or 8 feet off the ground. And I was like, "Oh, this is gonna hurt." And I just like landed in a cloud of dust. But my parents happened to be at the rodeo that weekend. And my mom took a picture that is the millisecond before I got bucked off. And it is the perfect copy of the Wyoming logo. And I was like, "Okay, that was worth it." So, in the long run, because the only thing I heard was the announcer making fun of me. I was like, "Oh, that's pretty poetic."
Did you ever get nervous?
No. Like leading up to the rodeo, I would overanalyze it. But once I got to the rodeo grounds and got into it, it just, like, all that kind of fell away. Sometimes my head is like a whirlpool inside. Like, there's just a million different things going on. And so, really, the only time my head was clear was when I was, like, in the bucking chutes. I would be sitting there on the horse in the chute, and I like everything else would just fall away, and I could just see the horse's head and the gate man and myself, and that was it. And so there was like complete silence, and I was like, "Oh, this is so nice." And then, you know, the gate opens and all hell breaks loose, but there was just that kind of millisecond of clarity and calmness. And so that was actually the most fun part of it. You know, and then, you know, obviously the ride was a thrill, but then you're so focused on the ride and like time goes very, very slow. Like 8 seconds seems very short to people in the audience, but when you're on that horse, at some points you think, "I could pull out a magazine and start reading right now," because you're like, "Okay, it's got to be like a minute and a half, 2 minutes now." I mean, I'm exaggerating, but it just was the longest 8 seconds ever. And suppose you joke, "Thank God it's not 9 seconds." So.
And why'd you switch?
To
Making chocolates.
Oh, that question. Oh, I had a little bit of an accident years ago, and I was making chocolates on the side to pay for rodeo, something I did just to pay for travel expenses and gas and stuff like that. And I had a wreck at a rodeo down in Colorado and figured, since I was never going to go to the NFR and be the best in the world, I might as well do something where I won't break bones on weekends, for the most part.